This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, September 22nd. Well, the market was just kind of treading water today, but then NVIDIA announced that it's investing up to $100 billion in OpenAI. So that got NVIDIA all excited. That got the tech sector all excited. And so now we have a tech rally. The other thing that's going on is gold's doing amazingly well. And crypto's starting to get hit with some profit-taking. I don't recommend crypto, but we have to talk about it because we have stocks like Robinhood that build the crypto exchange, you know, under the new SEC under Paul Akin and President Trump. They want to have very good exchanges for crypto, you know, with segregated accounts and stuff. And that's the only way I'm playing with crypto is just the accounting and how to trade it. But the rallying gold is still very, very impressive. It's clearly an alternative to people that are frustrated with central banks. You know, rates are very low around the world. There's a threat of devaluation and all kinds of things going on. And so that's fueling the gold buying binge, and I'm now up to 8 gold stocks I recommend. So I just want you guys to enjoy the ride. We do have some Fed governors talking today. Bosick from Atlanta, still on the hawkish side. He didn't say wouldn't recommend a rate cut, but I guess he has to wait to see the data. But as it speaks now, doesn't intend to vote for a cut. But let's see what the payroll data and all that stuff is. Steve Moran's out talking why we should cut a lot. He obviously was appointed by Trump. He was on the Council of Economic Advisors. And it's interesting. You know, we have 10 Fed governors talking this week. So we'll get a clearer picture of what's going to be happening and how many rate cuts we're going to get. Otherwise, this is quarter and window dressing. We're melting up. Enjoy the ride, everybody. I'm sure all of you have a lot of NVIDIA, so should be very happy today. Take care.